also dashing with the Gzeira Shava. Like, what does he do with this Gzeira Shava? He actually says, Gzeira Shava, then he of Yamir and Mayadilah, what does he do with it? So Mar says, Mi Boyele, we need it, Liagmure, the Leviim, the Beloshin HaKodesh. That we need it for Mi Boyele, Agmure, the Leviim, the Beloshin HaKodesh. Trashi Gzeira Shava, Trashi, the Nia Nia, Lomad, Mibuy Gzeira Shava, the Kilkoyim. Okay, the Yehuda learns out, that's good for how I learn out, that Leviim, the brachas were also said in Lashon HaKodesh. Hey, how do I know by the Leviim, the brachas and the klolis were said by Lashon HaKodesh, Adarabba? The Yehuda old Zedika starts off by Chalitza. By Chalitza, the pasuk says, Kocho, you have to say the psukim this way, Dafka by Lashon HaKodesh. Now, it also says, the onso v'yomro by Chalitza. What do I need that for? To make a gzera shava that by the brachas and the klolis of the Leviim, that there also, it says the word v'yonu, it also means v'davka b'loshon HaKodesh. So Yehuda learns out Leviim, the loshon HaKodesh, from the parasha of Chalitza. For the Gemara of Alela of Koyel mi Moshe, why don't you learn it out directly from the Koyel of Moshe? Ani, ani, gomar, Koyel, Koyel, le gomar. Because he says the gzera shava that was said over was from the words of ani, of ani. My saying the gzera shava of Koyel, Koyel wasn't said over. In other words, a person can't make his own gzera shava. A gzera shav is a kabbalah. You have to be mekabel exactly which words in the Torah you have a right to make a gzera shava. So the kabbalah was dafka from the words of aniya aniya, and not from the words of keil keil. Tanya nam yachnum at this also. We have yudoyme komokum shne makoi kocho aniya v'yamira. Ein uvel aloshin akodesh. Wherever it says those words of kocho. Or else, Aniyah v'Yamir, it all it always means Lashon HaKodesh. Koi means Koi Sevorchum. That's by the Parshavat of Birchas Kanim. It's V'davkin Lashon HaKodesh. Kocho de Chalitza. It says in the Parshavat of Chalitza, Kocho that teaches Davkin Lashon HaKodesh. Aniyah v'Yamir ed Leviim. And when it says the words of Aniyah v'Yamir by the Parshavat of the Leviim, by the Brachas and the Klolis, that's also to teach us as V'davkin said in Lashon HaKodesh. Right, then the Mishnah says, Brochois uklolois. Ketzad, how the Mishnah says, those Seder, how did they go to Hagrizim Narevel to give the Brochus? Ketzad, Kivon, Shavu, Yisola, Sayardin. Turn around, what's it like this? Haloi heim of Yever Hayardin. The Pasuk says, they went over to the Yever Hayardin. Trashi Kishori Yisro by Midbar, Nemolah Lahem, Simone Hagrizim Vavel. When Klai Yisrael was still in the Midbar, before they went into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem told them the Simonim, they'll know how to find later on this Har Gerizim and Har Evel. On the Koimam Shehem B'Ever Hashem Ishu Yardin. Hashem telling them where it is on the other side of the Yardin. Yisrael Hoyu L'Mizrach HaYardin. Right now the Yidin were on the east side of the Yardin. Kedesiv B'nei Godu B'nei Ruvain Lochu Nach Lose M'Yerver L'Yardin Yericho Kedmo Mizracho. The Mashma when Ruvain and God took their Nachla on the other side of the Yarden, that was on the east side. So that's where Klai Yisrael was before they went to Eretz Yisrael. V'nehem halah lohem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them then, Shehorim o'elo, that these mountains, b'marav ha-Yarden, on the west side of the Yarden, v'yeloch, harav lohem, min ha-Yarden l'tzad marav, v'loi samach li-Yarden, they're way further inside Eretz Yisrael, they're way west of the Yarden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them now what's going to be later like. So turn around, bottom. The pasuk is Aloi Heima Be'ever Yadin, Me'ever Liyadin V'Eilach. Divrei Rav Yehuda means on the other side of the Yadin, further in west. That's where there's Har Gerizim and Har Evel. Then the pasuk says Achrei Derech Mevoy Hashemesh. After the way where the sun comes up, Mokem means Shechama Zareches, the place where the sun shines. Drashi Ma Mevoy Hashemesh Zel Mizrach. That's the east side. Shashemesh bo misham. The Shemesh comes from the east side. Kolayma. Rochod mi mizrochel sho yardin. It's far away from the east side of the yardin. From its sin of a gracious rabbi, komokim shenemer achre muflun. Wherever it says in the word achre, it means far away. There it's saying achre derech mavoy Hashemesh means it's far away from the east, like we're saying now. That Hagrizim Narevu was on the west side of the yardin. Very far away from the east. Then it says, Beretz HaKanani HaYoshe Barova. This Hagrizim is an Eretz Kanani in Eretz Yisrael. HaYoshe Barova. that Elu Hagrizim Varevel, these are the mountains of Grizim and the mountains of Evel, She Yeshvim Ben Kusim, that the Kusim are sitting there now, Shrashi Yachshav, Hen Yeshvim Ben, Shoshivun Ben Sancheriv, Kishigla Sarah Shvotim, the Silva Yovim Melech Ashra Noshim, that's where they put them now, that's where the Kusim, they were there in Hagrizim and Harevel. Then the Pasuk says, Mul HaGilgul, the other side of the Gilgul, Samin Samach LeGilgul. It was near the Gilgul. Eitzel Elonim Moirei, Shem, says Eitzel Moirei Shem, Ulhal Noirem, another Pasuk says, Vayavra Avron Bi'eretz Ad Mekoyim Shem, Ad Elonim Moirei. So Ma Elonim Moirei Omo Lahal and Shem, just like over here it means Shem, Afkan Bayal Psukim also Shem. So Elonim Mamrei, Elonim Moirei means Shem. Tanya will learn like this. Omri Rav Lezer Rav Yosi. Bedova zeh this way ziyavti sifrei kusim. I made the sifrei kusim like fools. The Rashi says sifrei kusim sheish lem teresh shabiksav v'yeinam amidam teresh shabapeh. Like the kusim only try and learn teresh shabiksav, but they don't believe in teresh shabapeh. He says here I proved that they're wrong. Ziyavti, I made it dear, I made it false. The sifrei kusim. Amarti lehem, I told them, ziyavtim taroschem. You're making our Torah false. Vloy helisim b'yetchem klum, and you're not getting anything from learning the Torah the way you do. You're all wrong. Shatem oimim, you say, the kusim say, eloine moirei shchem. Af onu moidim sheloine moirei shchem. We also agree that eloine moirei that shchem. Onu lemdinu b'gzei reshava. We learn it out from gzei reshava. Atem b'malem dute b'lemaratom. How do you learn out? How do you know that Lemari was Shem? Reb Lezer Weimer. So we have Gzeira Shavah. That's how we know. But you don't dash in Gzeira Shavah. You don't hear from Torah Shemapeh. So you don't know this. Like it's not possible for you to know this. So you're wrong. Like you have to. The only way you can know it is like making this last Gzeira Shavah that we did. That's right. You have to use the Gzeira Shavah. You have to use Torah Shemapeh. Reb Lezer, when Reb Lezer says, the Pasuk says, Reb Lezer Oema Haloi Heima B'Evra HaYarding. What does that mean? Somach LeYarding. They were near the Yarding. B'Evra Yarding V'Elchim means far away. Haloi Ksiv, it says, V'Hoya B'Yavrachim As Yarding. When I go over the Yarding. Achre Derech Mavoy HaShemesh. After the way of the Shemesh. That means, Mokon Sha'achama Shoykas. The place where the Chama comes, the sun goes down. The Eretz HaKanani. In Eretz Canaan, Eretz Chivi, he, land of Chivi, Hayoshe b'Yarova, that's sitting in the Arova. V'haloi ben horum u'gvoyis en yoshvim, they're sitting between the mountains and the hills. Mul ha-Gilgul, near the other side of the Gilgul. V'haloi lo rovas ha-Gilgul, I didn't see the Gilgul. Rashi says, Eretz Canaan, Eretz Chivi, he, b'nichusa. Einu Eretz HaKanani, Eretz HaChivi. It's not really Eretz HaKanani, but it's rather Eretz HaChivi. To Hashchem Chivihi. Tichsiv Vayov Yaakov Sholem. Hoksiv Shchem Ben Chamor HaChivi. Nos Nesi Horetz. Sisi is Chivi. Hayeshi Barov Einu Elo Horem. It's only mountains. Mula Gilgul Rechokim and Gilgul Hain. V'simonim Alolu Le'aleim Nemru V'loma Nemru. Like, why were these simonim said over here? So, Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov Oymelo Bu HaKosiv Elo Laharos Lem Derech Vishniya Kederach Sheril Hembarishina. Hashem wants to show them the way the second time, just like he showed them the first time. Trashi Bitsaisam Mitzrayim. Just like when Klaius went out of Mitzrayim, Hashem showed them the way then, the Omod and Onan and Khoisamaderach. Kach Vahshav Liyasha Drachehem. Ola Roisamaderach. Now also. When it went over the Yarden, also the Shechina was there to show them the way how to go. The Farnashasid on in Livsoi Bemisas Moshe, for the Yelachim Yeshua, his Harulahem, Liachas Yavur, Sa Yarden, Lichveshoth Yechu Derech Vushav Derech Yashav Derech Eskanani. In other words, they knew there were Moshe's mace, the Onin's going to go away, therefore they wanted to teach him right now the exact way how they should go later. Because right now there's no kunz, because you have the Shechina, you have the Onan and the Kavod, you have the Anana Kavod there. But later, when Moshe's been Niftan, clients are going to Eretz Yisrael, there won't be the Anania Kavod. So then we have to know the right way, so now the Psukim are telling you the right way. Alright, turn over. Sasha Blazer Ben Yaakov says, Eloibu HaKosav Elohiros Lem Derech B'Shniya, teach them the second way they went over, Kederech Sheru Lem B'Rishayna. Derech v'derech lechu v'loy v'sodas akramim. Taught them to go on the right roads and not on the sodas akramim. Hayosha means b'yisha lechu, go with the place where people live. V'loy b'midbaras, not in the mountain, not in the midbar. Barova, barova lechu v'loy barim, go on the plain grounds and not on the hills. U'gvoyas, not on the mountains and hills. So that's what Hashem was telling them exactly how they'll go after the Yarden, how they'll go further into Eretz Yisrael. Tana Rabbanim, what did the Brayos like this? Ketzad Ovru Yisrael as a Yarden. How did the Klai Yisrael go over the Yarden? B'chol Yoyim every day, Oren Noisa Acha Shnei Degolim. The Oren used to go after two Degolim. First travel to Degolim, and then the Oren went. Fa'ayoyim today, though, Nosa Tchilo, now the Oren went first. Shneamah the Pasuk says, Hina Yoren Abris. Hadoin kol oretz, oivu lefneichem, was going in front of them. So mashma today, now, when they went over the after they go into Yarden, the oren went first. V'chol yoyim v'yoyim levim, nois meser, and every day the levim used to carry with the oren. V'ha yoyim nosu kahanim, and today, the day they went over the Yarden, the kahanim carried with the oren. Shenema v'hoyu k'noyach kapris ragli ha-kahanim, noisei oren Hashem. When the feet of the Kahanim that were carrying the Urim, when they're going over the Yarden now with Yeshua, so it's Mashma now, the Kahanim were carrying the Urim. So this is a change. My source, when they first went into Eretz Yisrael, there's chus to go into Eretz Yisrael, because there's chus of the Torah. That's why now the Urim had to go first, and the Kahanim had to go first, those were the people, the Choshev, with the Urim, to show that that's the skula to stay in Eretz Yisrael. It's through the Torah. Tanya will learn to be Yisi Yomer. Three places the Kahanim carried the Yoren. Kishavu es Yarden, when they went over the Yarden. Ukeshesivu es Yerichoi, when they ringed or they went around the Yerichoi. The Kahanim took the Yoren around. Ukeshesiru them Kaimam, and was brought back from the Kaimam after the Plishtim took it away. Rashi b'mei Shloimo, the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. Was brought back again. The Plishtim took it away, then they brought it back again. So now when Shlomo Melech put it back into place, it says the Kahanim did it. This is going on by the curious of the Yarden, that as soon as the Kahanim picked up their feet, then the Yarden came back to its regular place. All right, we'll stop here.